sleek and smooth. That's what Redux is in two words. Incorporating genres such as jazz with guitar riffing, their music is similar to a Latin tango, but with a more contemporary taste. Creating a unique style from a high array of genres and instrumentals, Brett and Eddie are definitely making music you can relate to in many ways. I recently talked to Brett and Eddie of Redux about their inspiration in creating their Style pas comme les autres, style unlike any other, as well as their origins within Canadian music itself. So guys, what inspired you to become musicians?
Well, like a lot of musicians, I was inspired by what the Beatles accomplished in the studio. And, you know, I'm interested in creating concept studio albums. And that's really what inspired me to become a musician, which also, you know, kind of expanded my interest into film music and sound design. And for me, this dream was became a reality with what we have today, you know, the creative tools in digital virtual studios. So I'm very much kind of like a studio musician and studio composer and interested in that kind of the aspect of music making. How about you, Eddie?
Well, for me, I studied classical guitar in high school and was also immersed in sort of the rock culture of the time in the 80s. I went on to continue studying classical at a university level, but also discovered the sort of natural extension on guitar to other styles, Latin and jazz. I was really inspired by some of the great technicians in many different styles, wanted to try to be able to emulate many of these styles, which I find inspiring. I had some great opportunities. I've been on the road with a couple of major Canadian instrumental artists, Robert Michaels and Johannes Lindstedt, which has certainly helped out a lot. I've met lots of great musicians in the Toronto area, which has been inspiring. So that's, I guess, a sort of a springboard to where we are now.
And you know what was really cool about this is that Eddie brought a lot of performance and great guitar playing to this CD, and I was able to bring this kind of concept idea for this Redux CD, and that really worked well in the studio. Like, you know, yeah. Both our inspirations kind of converged in this kind of studio album, you know, I think it turned out really great for that.
I assume that listening to your music, you take a different genre compared to the stereotype of, quote, indie rock. Do you think you have a place within the indie genre?
Yeah, we definitely feel there's a place for us within the indie genre. There's so many styles that sort of fit into the broader scope of independent music. And we hopefully feel that we're filling a niche for sort of that electronica-based kind of instrumental music for the market, for people who are looking or trying to find non-commercial radio tracks.
Yeah, there's, you know, in this CD, there's so many influences. There's world music aspects. There's electronica elements, and we've kind of reproduced this kind of loop effect, even though everything is not sampled and not looped. We play all of this stuff. It has that kind of vibe to it. And a lot of Latin, a lot of great new jazz sounding tracks. And in that respect, and then, you know, kind of putting in this, the album came about from, you know, being into Toronto cafes and getting this atmosphere and the cosmopolitan effect of the city with different languages, different music, and we kind of put that all into this kind of soundtrack or soundscape.
And
you know, so the 10 music tracks are kind of framed with these great little sound bites of different languages. And you get this real atmosphere, and it's great for, you know, like college students who are in that kind of environment, and, you know, in all the universities around Toronto, big city, and the urban people who live down there. And you can just put the CD on and, you know, drink coffee with friends, and it recreates that whole effect. And we think that, you know, that's the kind of market that looks for alternative or different kinds of music from the, you know, traditional or commercial music that you would get on radio.
Has the internet helped you in the promotion of you as an artist?
You know what? As I was talking about, the virtual studios and digital age that allows us so much creativity in the studio, the internet is just, you know, something that is even more awesome for musicians and composers and writers, because what it does is give you an instant access to your fans. You know, we can show them our website and they can check us out and check the tracks out and who played on it. And you can go to iTunes and see the Redux RMX Volume 1, and you can actually select, gives you control, the fan has control to pick out the songs they want and download them after listening to them. Or they can go to the CD Baby site and get the Redux if they want the, you know, old school hard copy version with the great cover. They can get that too, and you know, that has an instant, no middleman involved. It goes directly to our fans and allows them a lot of control. And this can happen anywhere in the world that somebody has an internet site at any time.
Also, there's the whole aspect of creative control. Because we finance this ourselves and are doing it completely independently, we don't have to answer to A&R, people at a record company, or a VP's decision on artwork or track order, or whether or not they liked our soundbite ideas or a mix on a track. We're able to do envision the project and see it to its completion the way we want it to sound. So that it makes a big difference as well.
Yeah, it gave it a lot of creative control to get something that we felt you know, our fans would really enjoy, and there wasn't a lot of, you know, as Ed was saying, demands on what we did, and we didn't have to get a lot of people's approval. We could really get the project done very quickly based on, you know, what we had in the studio and the ability to deliver that almost instantaneously over the internet to our fans, and that's really what this allows us to continue on with you know, Redux Volume 2
coming soon.
we can get that out the same way and have it in our fans' hands right away, and it's a wonderful promotional tool. It's the greatest thing that's happened for musicians and musician creators. Yeah.
What is your passion in relations to music itself?
My passion in music has really grown from this ability of the virtual studio and the digital age. The ability to recreate, you know, orchestral sounds and soundscapes. I mean, it's inspiring every single day I go into my studio to use what I know as a musician and as a composer and be able to realize right away without having to hire, you know, the Toronto Symphony or something like that to play your music. It's very inspiring on a daily purpose. You immediately realize, you know, the sounds and the pieces of music that you hear in your head, you can hear them right away. That just impassions me constantly and you know, extends, as I was saying before, to wanting to do music that you know, is linked to images and films and that kind of thing. So it's inspiring constantly to have that.